Welcome to Building Fortunes Radio. Make sure you check us out at buildingfortunesradio.com. Along with our marketing partners, we're here to help our PM Marketing Network Lead customers build their businesses and make the world a better place. At Building Fortunes, we know how much your business means to you and the people important to you. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world. Now on to our show with your host, Peter Mingles.
Hello, everyone. Peter Mingles here. You are listening to me today on my landline, believe it or not, through persistence and a little bit of pushing and whatever, determination, intent, whatever you want to call it. I finally got AT&T to fix my landline because that's what I wanted. So anyway, so we are here. And that's not the most important thing about this radio show. On Fridays at 5 p.m. Eastern time, we get a chance to share this microphone many times with Ole Cantos' son, Nick. And Nick's a great kid. Nick has started our radio show as a guest from Ole when he was 16. Now he's 22. We followed them from high school, Eagle Scouts, into college. And Ole has really done a great job as a dad and as a leader in teaching his kids how to kind of grow up and take the baton and run on their own. And for that, I am always ever grateful for Nick being here on our radio show. However, every once in a while, Ole Cantos gets a chance to sneak in, and we get a chance, just like old times, to be able to have a nice radio show with a good friend of ours. His name is always Ole Cantos. Now, Ole is spelled O-L-L-I-E, and for those people that might be wherever I am, like in Florida, we have a store, and it's called Ollie's, but it's spelled O-L-L-I-E. And therefore, it's not called Ollie's, it's called Ole's. Everybody says, where are you going? I'm going to Ole's. No, that's Ollie's. No, it's not. It's Ole's. You don't get it. So anyway, it's a discount store. So we are here with Ole Cantos. He has a great website, which we're going to give you in a little bit. But I remember him when he had done some Facebook stuff. So if you look for Ole Cantos on Facebook, you'll be able to see him there. But he's a great gentleman, real fun and nice to talk to. He's a gentleman that when I first met him, he introduced himself as a lawyer. I'm like, okay, great. Then he said Washington, D.C., and everyone like, oh, great. You know, great. And they work for the government. I'm like, oh, no. Anyway, we had some fun with that. But Ole is a gentleman who went to law school and became an attorney and over in Washington, D.C., and he adopted three boys. And they're triplets. I'm like, holy cow, Ole, what are you crazy? So you got three boys that are triplets, and he's developed them into being fine young men. And I talk about Ole's accomplishments outside of MLM and home-based businesses because he's like one of those great guys that you'd always want to be around and has done amazing things for not only our fine federal government and several presidents, but also with people with disabilities. He's done some amazing things with people with low income and different grants and wrote a book and has been on different committees, and himself has been like just an amazing example for people to learn how to be able to work. And he happens to also be blind, which is more of an issue for him than it is for me, or me for him than it is for him, rather. So I'm always like wondering, like, well, how do you do this? And he's like, well, I don't know, I'm just doing it. And when he does his selfies and his photos and his movies, he's got a steady hand. And we've done everything from walk down the street with Ole and go up escalators with Ole, and we've even lost his kids on trains with Ole. So that was fun. And loose lips sink ships. We've broken a whole bunch of really great news to a lot of different people on Building Fortunes Radio as a result of Ole. But I can't brag enough about this guy, so I'm going to be kind of quiet. So Ole Cantos, thanks for being here on your own radio show.
Thank you very much, Peter. So much has happened since I was last on. My whole marketing operations have completely transformed, and it is really, really exciting as we keep growing here. And for our purposes here, I actually wanted to talk about the philosophy of how to build these network marketing businesses of ours. It's been a while since I've talked about this stuff in depth, so I really appreciate this opportunity, buddy. So frequently, whenever various people get involved with one of the companies in this industry, it goes essentially something like this. Well, hi, congratulations. It's really great that you're involved. So now that you're involved, let's onboard you. Let's start off by having you make a list. And then when you make the list, you have to have maybe 50 to 100 names on that list. And then you narrow it down to who are the top 40 people that you would like to call who you think can be helped with this product. And then when you call them, depending on whether it's product-based, depending on what you want to lead with, or the business opportunity, you then ask certain things accordingly, and then you go through that. And then after you talk to them, then you go into the next phase of showing them your comp plan, and then some will, some won't, so what? Does that all sound familiar? If any of us have heard that before, if I were paid a penny for every time I've heard that approach, I that alone would be supplementary income beyond whatever I make in network marketing. The thing is, that whole thing is essentially called push marketing, where you basically go out and the way that you qualify people, the way that people have been taught, is you qualify people by putting a mirror or a glass or whatever in front of them. And if it fogs up and they're breathing, they're qualified. Ask them. And then you go through, it's a matter of numbers, and you go through person after person. And if your dream is big enough, you will go through to every person because of the magnificent opportunity you found and because you love them and care about them. Of course you'd share the opportunity. It's a matter of posturing. All that stuff. I mean, all of this sounds familiar. I mean, you probably all know the drill, right? And then if they say no, you know, some people, they really have big dreams. They don't care. And if, you know, then they're like, oh, they don't, you know, like, you know, or they don't believe in you, or they don't believe in this because they're trying to steal your dreams from right under, out on, from under you. And then it's like, what? I didn't think of them that way. Like, well, now that you're involved with us, we're here to show you a way that's different from everybody else in terms of how we look at the world as a place of opportunity, where those naysayers, they look at the world in terms of limitations. Do you want to be around those people anyway, with people who think that way? Shouldn't you surround yourselves with quality people who really believe in you and believe in your success rather than shooting down your dreams? You're like, yeah, well, you think about the reaction to that, right? All of this, if you've been around network marketing for 5 minutes, this is the kind of stuff that you hear, okay? I came up in network marketing, first trying all of this in my 20s, and that's the kind of stuff I was told. And then the other thing I was told is, don't cross line. Whenever you talk to people, you check straight up line, because if you cross line, then you're changing dynamics of communications. And the ones you should talk to are the ones who have a direct stake in helping you because you are a part of their team. Again, sound familiar? I'm here to tell you, all of you, whoever listens to this, whoever finds it on YouTube, because I know that the show is all over the place. If any of you have heard this stuff, I beg you to stop for a second and to listen to what I'm about to say here. This is really, really, really important. I mean, literally, after I say what I'm about to say, you can leave the show and just go off and do something else. This is the most important thing I've ever said on any of these shows. That is that's not the most efficient way to build network marketing businesses. It's one of the oldest ways, and it works, but it is not the most efficient way. Then people can end up becoming members of the No Friends Left Club. Nobody wants to talk to them. She's like, oh my gosh, you're involved in another one of those things. What happened to you? You used to be a nice person, and now all you do is you pitch me on some opportunity, or you try to sell me something I have no interest in. I don't know if I want to necessarily talk with you. And imagine, the people who think those things are our own family members, our friends, if we approach people this way, right? And then so what do people do? Like, well, they could either persist and end up having lot less friends of the people who they were around before, and then they surround themselves with people who can go forward, or they say, heck, forget this. I'm not going to do this. I feel weird doing this already. this is already different for me. I want to build a business, but is this really the only way? And my answer is no, this is not the only way. It's not, I swear it's not. And this is why I really, really, I have an approach for you. And I don't care what network marketing company you are with. If you work with me, I will help you by sharing the tools that I use for my network marketing company. I'm not going to compete with you. Matter of fact, I really want to help with this stuff because we have a vested interest in changing the perceptions of this doggone industry. The reason why so many companies have this bad name is because of all these tactics that I have just literally grown to hate and absolutely despise. If any of you have hated these tactics, I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be this way. And I'm going to explain. I'm not going to be just say generally, oh, well, just work harder. No, I'm going to tell you. I'm putting it out very plainly. I'm going to tell you that is not the most efficient way. The way that it works is, and I'm going to go through this, I'm putting it out very plainly here, okay? So the reason why I'm just getting so animated about this is because it makes me angry when I think about what I've been through, wasting opportunities to actually build with people properly because of this craziness of what I was taught, and how it had the effect of isolating me for a while from people who I care about, because they're like, oh my gosh, Oli, are you desperate? What are you doing? You're an attorney. What are you even doing? Why are you even mixed up with one of these things? And then the answer is, well, I have a dream. I want to be an entrepreneur. It's like, there are other ways to be an entrepreneur. So your way of being an entrepreneur, in spite of your being an attorney, is you're going to go out and talk to people about a product and an opportunity, and you're going to just chase people down. That's your business model? Like, oh gosh, you know? So the way that's an alternative, an absolutely different alternative, and the way that I'm going to put out on here is that the best way for you to build your respective network marketing companies is to have people come to you. I'll repeat that again. Then you can leave if you want to. Have people come to you. Now, wouldn't that be a game changer, right? Instead of going to somebody and saying, hi, I have this opportunity. I mean, especially when people are new, they can't be expected to be able to say, hey, you know what? This is the most amazing thing. You've got to come with me, and I'm going with or without you because this is so awesome. A lot of people, when they're brand new, they're doing what they're taught because they want a better way. That's why they get involved with network marketing, because they see that network marketing as a vehicle is a way for them to get ahead in a way that they could not do otherwise. That is absolutely all true. But then they're like, well, hey, we have to do what's uncomfortable. So, of course, whenever we grow, we have to do things that aren't comfortable for us. And so a lot of people are taught, well, you know, you're not comfortable with approaching people at the mall or on the street or at the restaurant or whatever. Well, become comfortable, because if you have big dreams, you do it. You know, that whole thing. I'm not going to play those games. Let me just give you right now that all of you have big dreams. And you know what? If ever you quit network marketing because of these tactics, it's not because you have small dreams. It's because you don't want to do these sorts of tactics that just make life feel sleazy, feel like this is not how I operate. And now all of a sudden I'm taught to do this. I mean, this is a lot deeper. So let me start off by telling you that you are not alone. And so what you do is, how do you have people come to you? That's the age-old question now. Now, well, a new question. Now that I'm talking about this, oh my gosh, we're already halfway done. I just started my tirade and we're halfway done already for the show. Okay? So the way you do it, you think about who you are. Okay? Who are you? In my case, I'm an attorney. I'm a civil rights guy. I'm a dad of three blind triplet boys. I mean, I'm lots of things. I'm a family guy who absolutely adores my sons. I just really care about the environment. Just different things, right? But come up with the five core things of who you are. In my case, I'm a really I love my faith community. My faith is a big part of my life. So what are the five things that characterize who you are, whatever that is? And then what challenges do those people have? Are there health challenges? Are there just challenges of people wanting to make more money, whatever it is? But what, in looking at your five things that constitute your avatar, question is, what do people like you with those same qualities, what do they need? Well, single parents may want to be able to stay home with their kids if their kids are younger. People in my world who love working with nonprofits might want to have some money extra so we could give to nonprofits we care about. Political activists may want to give to the political party of their choice. People who are entrepreneurial may want to find ways to make additional money through multiple streams of income. But all of us have specific goals and dreams because of possessing whatever combination of characteristics of the five things that make up our main avatar, okay? So the next thing after that is, once you figure that out, figure out what do they need. Here's a novel concept. Give them what they need. Give them stuff that you know will help them. Let's say if somebody is in weight loss and they want to lose weight. Let's say that's you. I'm not whoever you are, in radio land, online land, wherever. Okay. Let's say you want to lose weight. So that would mean, what is their interest? Well, how do they lose weight? So find credible information about what people can do to lose weight. Like an example, drink 105 ounces of water per day, along with whatever else you're doing with your meal or whatever. Walk 20 to 30 minutes a day. You know, I mean, specific things that will help. And it isn't just, you know, diet and exercise, but I mean, specifically, what are the 2, 3, 4, 5 things that people who want to lose weight need? Or in our case, what health challenges do people have, and do they want to resolve their health challenges without necessarily resorting to pharmaceutical products, let's say? There's nothing wrong with those, but let's just say that's your avatar. So then if people choose natural approaches, what can you give them that will show optimization of natural approaches to optimizing health? See? So whatever it is, you know what they are. You know what you need because they're you. Like people are attracted to people who are like them. You wonder that. Look at the people who you're closest to. You're closest to people who are like you, who you have things in common with. So therefore, when you market to people like you. And then people will sometimes say, well, we should look at the needs of the marketplace and tailor our messages accordingly. Well, you know what? There are millions of people who have all sorts of different characteristics, but actually, because of that, that means that there are people who are like you out there somewhere. So in other words, by you being you, you target your market by giving people real solutions that will help them because you know it helps you. And then after that, you add value to them by giving them that content, by developing that content. There's more, I mean, again, you have to work with us. I'll be more detailed about this. But you develop content that will help them, and then you do it every day on social media. You do it every day, Saturday, Sunday included, every day. You put stuff out that benefits care about based on who you are and how you care about them and what needs you think they can meet and who you are as a person, whatever that is. Do that every day. So what does that do? It enables people to know, like, and trust you. Novel concept. They know, like, and trust you because you add benefit to their lives, because you give them things of actual value. So then what do you do next? Well, then, if you have more information to share, by the way, do not plaster your website of your company all over your Facebook page or your social media. Don't do it. I mean, I'm giving you a ton of free advice that you'll save yourself a ton of time and money if you just follow and share what literally share this with people. When you hear this, share it with people, okay? Do not post your product, pictures of your product on your social media. Don't blast out your personal page for people to sign up. Don't say to people all this stuff like, hey, are you open to other ways of making money? Well, here's my website, go sign up. Don't do it. You do that, you're going to put on steroids people really not wanting to talk to you because you didn't qualify them. You're just simply pushing stuff out toward them like, hey, I really, really want to do this. I really believe in it, this. And then people say this stuff that is maddening. They say stuff like, well, you know, I wanted to reach out to you because I care about you, because I found something that's so amazing. I really, really care about you. Well, then if let's say you're the receiving end of that, and let's just say, okay, then what if you haven't spoken to them in 7 to 15 years or whatever? It's like, really? So you care about me, but yet the only time you call is when you have something to pitch to me. That's how you care about me? You see? It's not that people are being cynical. It's just that this has gone about all the way the heck way wrong. I mean, Peter and I have talked about this on here in different ways, but it is more crystallized to me than ever that the way to build is for this approach to be utilized. Peter adds value to people every day. I absolutely love this guy. The boys and I, really, he's become a family friend. Okay, so let me just, because we're running low on time. But the next thing is to invite people to reach out to you if they want deeper information about whatever it is that you've provided them. And then you can take it off of Facebook, well, not off of Facebook, but instead of just blasting some link or whatever, instead you take your information and you say, okay, you know what, reach out to me, or I will put the if you want more information about X in the comments below, put the word whatever it is, create the word like better way or more information or whatever, like it doesn't even matter, but tell them to put a word in the comment that shows that they want you to reach item on their Facebook. You then write to them publicly on the comments and say, hi, so-and-so, thank you so much. I will make sure to reach out to you by messenger. I look forward to talking with you soon. Then you reach out to them, and individually when you talk to them with whatever the supplementary information is, you don't just talk with them right away. Again, the temptation might be, well, great, I'm so glad you're interested. Let me just send you my link. Again, that's not how to do it. Then the way to do it then is to learn about them and to really care, because they're in your tribe anyway. So then you'd say, oh, well, I'm really excited to get to support you, so tell me more. How are things going? And then, well, what are your business goals? What kind of money do you want to make in the next 6 months? They give you a number. Okay, well, what about 3 months? What are your goals? Oh, great, that's awesome. How do you plan on getting that? They often will not have an answer. Then say, well, hey, I have some ideas to share. So when can we talk? You set a time and say, great, so I'll talk to you then and I'll send you the information I promised. But see, that's the order. I'm literally giving you what I paid thousands of dollars to learn. I'm just sharing it right here. The reason why is, again, it's to add value to all of you who listen to this. I look at the numbers and there are people who are hearing this program of ours at higher and higher numbers. I'm giving you stuff that I swear to you I've paid a lot of money to learn. And I'm so grateful to have learned that stuff. But this is even just scratching the surface. There are tools that are available to help you. There's a way to manage leads with whatever you're doing. But the bottom line here is it is important to recognize that by building your business this way, you don't alienate the majority of people around you. You know, they say some will, so what? Well, here's the so what. The so what is you pay a very heavy, unnecessary price by alienating people who have zero interest in hearing anything about your business or your product, because that's not how you know them. But what if instead you operate this way? I challenge anybody to just follow what I just said on here. Share this program, however way you are listening to this radio show. Share this with everybody. Share this with everybody and have them reach out to me. I'm going to give you a way that you can be able to get to me. First of all, on Facebook, you can reach out to me on there. Ollie, OLLIE, Cantil, CAN like Nancy, T like Tom, OS. Send me a message and tell me that you've heard that you heard this radio show. And if you do that, I'll give you extra attention. Okay. And then the other way that you can reach out to us is go to www.infone.co/Cantos. And then when you do that, then send me, well, there's a number on there where it says text, to text me. Literally text me and say you heard about this on this radio show. Literally, I answer my texts constantly. Tell me you've heard it on here, and I will give you further attention. I promise you. And there's a ton of free stuff that I can share with you that will help you build. And you know what? You are involved in another network marketing company. I swear to you, I will not try to pull you away from your network marketing company. That is sleazy. I won't do it. You love what you love? Build it. You want to come with me at some point or supplement and do some whatever? That's up to you. But I'm not going to take you from what you're doing. I will celebrate where you are. And depending if you have products that I need, I'll buy from you. How's that for a concept? Peter and I have talked about this on here too. We have got to support one another, whether we are in someone's downline or not. I prefer doing business with network marketers. If there are products that are really good that you can't get anywhere else, then I prefer getting them from fellow network marketers, because that's a way we support each other instead of just helping some anonymous corporation to make money. I would prefer to help make money with people who I know. I mean, if I'm going to spend the money anyway, I might as well spend on products I need, services I need, while people I know make money. I mean, that's how we should all be. That is the key to building a stronger community. And notice with anything I've talked about, I never said to manipulate anybody. I mean, I never even suggested it or even implied that. You should be your genuine selves, whoever you are. And then when you do that, watch what happens. I have sources that can show you. I mean, there's lead management where you can take people all the way through the prospecting process. Then once they're aboard, you could actually automate an entire system for you to be able to operate with that. And then the onboarding system is practically automated. And then all the while, people can calendar time with you. You can text them. You can blast stuff out to them. You can call them. And then they book appointments with you. Here's how I operate. Whenever people want to talk to me, they have to book their time on my calendar. I don't reach out. I mean, sometimes if I talk to them organically, I say, hey, when are you free? But other than that, people who don't know me at all, they just book time on my calendar. That's it. And then when I reach out to them, I already know what it is that they're booking time with because of the way the calendar is set up. And I've set it up where they have to fill out a form so that by the time I talk to them, I already know some things about them. Talk about 21st century. You want your hands on this form and how to build a calendar system? Oh, and by the way, once you book a calendar appointment with me, you get an automatic text. I don't have to do any of that. So this is what I propose. I propose that we all work together somehow. I really want to work with you. I really, really do. So if you're involved with something else, go for it. Go do your thing. And by the way, I actually know of other sources where there are video sales letters can be put together, and you can have your own professional level commercial, basically, where like those big folks that you see who have all these nice looking presentations, you can have one of your own. And I have
the sources to show you where to go to get that. So whatever you need, if you're in this industry, let's support each other. I'm here to share with you whatever I can. Peter is amazing. When you see how Peter is a man of incredible integrity. We absolutely love this guy. We trust him, and he's not just a friend. He's a buddy of mine now, you know. And I just, you know, if anything, just if no other thing that you do, please share this information far and wide. And people are really like, Oli, is this all theoretical? Well, no, this is what I do every day. Oh, and by the way, I'm an executive in my company. And so just put that out there too. I've tried it the harder way. And then now I'm doing things the easier way. And every single day I get leads without having to pay for them because of the organic nature of what I do. And I'm still, every day I learn more. And it's getting bigger and bigger and more momentum. So this is what you can have by being with us. So sorry for no commercial. I just realized, but I needed to get this through because all of us have a vested interest in supporting one another, and I'm here to be of support to you. And so let's do it, and let's find a way to move ahead together. Oh, and then send a text. Here's another way to get this stuff to make it even easier. You could send a text to 313131. That's going to change soon, but for now it's 313131. And in the body of the text, type in my first name, Oli, Ollie, and send it. And then once you send it, then just watch what happens. And that kind of system that you're about to see by just trying it, just do 30. If you're domestic in the United States, 313131, then text Oli. Watch what happens. And then if you're like, oh my gosh, I want something like that. It is cheap. It's super inexpensive. So I love this system. And so whatever I can do to be of help, I'm ready. So back to you, Peter. Sorry, just I was on
great
my tirade today because I have not
Oli's
been with you
fire.
In weeks. So, yeah, I have not been with you in weeks. So I've had all this bottled up Peter energy. And so I just have to let loose today.
Well, the great thing is that you've been doing radio shows with us for a really long time, and you started off with a company that treated it the old-fashioned way, so you had a couple of years of what that was like. And then when you started with a new company and introduced different ways of being able to build a business, your business really took off, and you're helping a whole bunch of other people, and you're really starting to get the success that network marketing truly can give to different people at different places. And your mom is actively involved, your family members involved that wouldn't normally have been able to do something. The kids, meaning the boys as young men, are doing some amazing things as well. And I'm super proud of who you've become because you've done a really great job at developing the young men that are your sons and the people that I know are in this business. Plus, you're a hell of a nice guy. So the great thing is you get the whole thing when you work with Oli. Besides the home-based business, you also get the person and everything else that behind it, and you get a chance to really enrich your world. So for those people that are looking, follow up on any one of the action steps that he gave you. The simplest one is you can send a text to 313131. Just remember, three sons, one dad. So three sons, one dad, three times. So 313131. Or you can go to, and he's got a really great website. It's onphone.co/OliCantos. So onphone.co, not com, infone.co. /Oli, Ollie, Cantos. And that website,
Cantos. Cantos.
Right, oh, Cantos, okay, /Cantos. And when you go there, you'll be able to see just a really great website that's got great information, lots of stuff that you need there. You'll be able to check out that automated system, and he's got his contact information there as well. And for all those people that you may say, oh, shoot, I don't remember, but I do remember the guy's name is Oli, call me on the radio show and just say, hey, can you connect me to Oli, and I'll be able to do that as well. So, you know, I love the things that this man is doing and the stuff that he's helping and making a big impact. If you look at how one person can impact the world, you're looking at Oli Cantos for sure in so many different ways. So, Oli, I'm done bragging on you. I hope you get a chance to see us next week. But if you don't, I know because you're busy doing other things. We love to have the boys around, and we will see everybody next time on Building Fortunes Radio. Thanks, everyone. Thanks, Oli.
You've been listening to Building Fortunes Radio on buildingfortunesradio.com. Thanks for listening. Be sure to check us out every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time for the designated Building Fortunes Radio segment with Peter Mingles. Be sure to check out the buildingfortunesradio.com website for our featured segments. It's been our privilege to have you listen in. At Building Fortunes Radio, we wish you the success you deserve and are willing to work for. So spread the word, tell a friend, join our newsletter, and go make a difference in your world.